The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
What? Is yours muted?
This one? Did it!
Yeah!
Teamwork!
Teamwork! Yeah. Thanks so much for coming out. This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
Give it up for Hunter Brown on the keys. Adam Stein on the drums. Yeah, so...
Ooh. A little checklist here.
Yeah.
How fun.
Did we do all the
Did
things?
Did it? Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Great. Sounds good. Okay, sure. Bye. So for those of you who have maybe were dragged here by a friend who I guess you trust very much.
Make some noise!
To see okay. So what you're about to see is an improvised musical. Nothing that we're about to do has ever been done by us before. We couldn't do it again if we tried. That includes everything being played by the incredible band here. You're very brave for coming to see it, because when it goes bad...
It's very bad. Oh man, I'm just so happy to see all your faces. So normally, when we do the podcast in studio, we typically have a guest, but as Zach and I have done more and more live shows, we're just too greedy. And so, we've been doing them, more and more of these shows, just the two of us. And so what that means for you tonight, the present audience, not the listening audience, you're going to be treated to
light movement. Take those expectations. Pull them down.
Way down.
That was the most graceful thing that will happen. But we're just going to kind of chat it up.
But we
and
will
then we'll
get
jump
a,
into a musical.
Suggestion from the audience just to start our conversation. Oh my gosh, so good. But hang on one second. But I love it. Actually, sweet sleepy baby Aaron, who's celebrating his birthday today.
Where are you at?
Yes?
Yeah.
Is it today or is it... Aaron, happy birthday. Can we have a word? Pogo.
Pogo.
Stick.
Pogo.
Does and it now mean... we will sit.
Does it mean anything other than like the boing boing stick? What else is a pogo? Like...
What's that?
There's
it was a comic
strip.
I got nothing
Can't
on that.
Can't do a song about that. Don't know what it is. Yeah. It's a dance.
80s dance?
Sure.
Oh. It's a YouTuber?
Sure. This is more of a conversation between the two of us at this moment. But I really I'm touched by all of the input here. It was really more of a rhetorical question I was posing to my friend Jessica over
yes,
here.
Yes. And now we will pretend, as much as we're so happy to see all of you, we will pretend you are not here.
Yes. We don't want you to feel like you have to do the show. That is, in fact, our job.
You've already come
you've
here.
You've done so much.
In
thank
what
you so
we
much.
Perceive as the tundra. So. Yes.
California makes us, I guess, so pretty but so weak.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Pogo sticks are like, have you used them? They are deceptively hard to use.
Yes, I have one.
Currently. Like, still? Like, you, like.
Well,
I mean,
it's at my mom's house, but I got it for a late birthday. Like, I got it for my 15th birthday.
Okay.
And.
Too old to be rolling up at school and be like, hey.
Hey. Well, it's not a means of transportation. It really takes you in the one spot over and over again.
It doesn't. That doesn't stop people, though, because, like, especially in L.A., you'll see people on, like, those comically tall bicycles.
Yes.
Which is not because that's the best way to get around. It's because
No. They
want to be like, hello, you're on a peasant's bicycle. I am on a bicycle of the 1% who also works at a circus, I guess.
You can't see me as I try to bike alongside your car.
So dangerous.
Seems like a safe choice. Yeah, my pogo stick kind of looked like it was modeled after a Razor scooter. It was like the same sort of handlebars, and it like has like really firm foot hold pedals, and they like fold up so you can be like, I gotta take this pogo stick to go.
Do you think if your Razor scooter, right? So you have the factory and you have the assembly line, and like you've made the handlebars. Are you sitting around being like, man, it would be great if we could squeeze another product out of this. Man, it would be great if this was like another thing also.
Do you know that I also, at all times, have a Razor scooter in my car?
Like, still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? In case you need to do some sick tricks for some junior high students? There's literally electrical ones littering the street.
I know.
Everywhere in Los Angeles.
Everywhere I turn. Let's get into this. This is not a very interesting answer, but back when I was doing more Story Pirates, when we were in Westwood, which is very far from where we live on the east side.
Which is also theater for children that goes into schools and kind of like teaches a lot about education.
Yeah, it's sketch comedy where all of it is written by kids, and it's great, and I love it. And but we're in Westwood, and I was doing a lot of it at the time, and the best place to park, because that's where UCLA is, so the parking is really hard. This is fascinating. I would park really far away, and I would be like, well, I'm going to Razor scooter, because this is a very far distance for the only good free parking.
Oh, man. Jenny, we're running late, and I have no idea how we're gonna get all the way to the school in time. It's 10 blocks away!
What if I told you there was a way for us to get there?
No, Jenny, we should just drop out of school now.
No! Curtis, we can still learn!
What? But how even?
Everywhere I go, I bring a scooter. A truth about her. Everywhere I go, I bring a scooter.
Well, I just can't wait to lie my eyes on this magical device.
It's in my backpack.
Wait, is that the scooter?
I just unfolded it before your eyes.
I mean, it's pretty nice. It's fancy like a bonnet. I'm just not sure how the two of us are both going to fit on it.
Everywhere I go, I have two scooters.
Two scooters.
Everywhere I go, I have two scooters.
You know, I guess it's kind of like a bicycle, except smaller and cuter.
Everywhere I go, I have two scooters. And now we will make it. We'll get to school.
classic trick.
It looks like all of the students will make it yet again.
And I told the bus to stop so far away. You know what I'm trying... Vice Principal Anders, you know that I have too many students in this school, and I'm trying to have an excuse to kick some of them out.
I know, and yet... Oh, we've done such a good job that they're resourceful and they care about learning.
Yes, well, I'm not going to teach them badly.
No, once they're here, please, come, let us shape your mind.
We've taught them too well. They're problem-solving in ways I would never have imagined.
And yet, we don't have enough chairs.
Well, there's no two ways about it. There's no easier way to solve this solution than get rid of students. What are we supposed to do? Get more chairs?
Where would we even find them? They have to be a specific type of chair. I can't bring my chairs from home.
Can you imagine? If you had one student in a fancy rolling chair, and next to it is a student in a chair with a horrible wooden desk taped on the side that only works for right-handed people, and there's one left-handed desk, and that one's over here.
Yes.
And you know there's like two left-handed kids in the class, so one of them is fine. The other one is just gonna give up on writing immediately.
We can't have that. I can't have some students at the appropriate stools in the science lab. Meanwhile, another student is on my low, backless, armless stool that I use for my vanity.
Can you imagine one student sitting on a three-legged stool learning the trombone in the back row of a music class? Next to him, a man on a chaise lounge, lying down, playing the French horn.
I can't. More importantly, I shan't imagine
it. I won't. The only solution is to get rid of students. But we won't just kick them out. We need to just up the challenges until they decide to leave school in elementary school of their own volition.
I only want to teach students who can conquer a series of obstacles, both mental and physical.
And then that is what we shall do. We will create a sort of horrible odyssey, but for children and with no death involved.
No. Just prove that you deserve an education.
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning and you get ready for a beautiful day at school, what if instead on your walk to that school you fell in a tiny pool? But the pool isn't full of water.
No.
The pool is full of sand, and you have to escape the sand. You have to escape the sand.
It's on your first course. Here's an obstacle course. Your first course is an obstacle course. Before you learn science and math, solve a riddle from this horse. Your first course is an obstacle course. Okay, and maybe the horse with the riddles isn't something we could actually do. Horses don't talk even when it's on TV. It's just peanut butter they have to chew.
What if instead of the horse, it is a tiny pool?
Okay.
But yes, there's more to my plan. The pool is full of sand.
Okay. The first course is an obstacle course. I see what you're getting at. The first course is an obstacle course. For sure can do tiny quicksand. We'd be stupid not to, of course. But the first course is an obstacle course. I just don't know how I'm supposed to write because Kyle has the only left-handed desk. And he's lording it over me. He came to school wearing a little crown and cape today. He's not even left-handed. He's a right-handed kid. He's a right-handed kid in the left. Yes, that is the hand I write with, Kyle. That is what it looks like when I write. Kyle's the worst.
I know, but you can't let him get to you.
He's really good. He's mocking me.
I'm sorry. Curtis, I don't want to be insensitive, but can you just, like, I won't laugh if you got ink smear.
It's not ink. It's that literally, like, by writing left-handed, dragging my hand.
You smear your writing.
It's fine. Like, I can learn to write, like, curling my wrist around so that it goes back.
I don't want you to do that. That seems like it could cause problems. Like, early onset carpal tunnel.
Honestly? Jenny, honestly? Why don't we have computers up in this class? Let's be real. What do you need to use, like, physical written letters for?
Yeah.
Writing checks, and that's it. And even then, like, who's writing a check?
Actually, I mean, I don't like to be ungrateful. I mean, I really love our school, but...
Sure, it's great. I mean,
the bus is
starting to be weird, right?
Yeah. And I felt like, last week, I felt like... Principal Roberts went like, nah-uh, as I was like walking up to school.
Yes, Vice Principal Anders did the same thing. Before I got on the bus, you know Benji, the bus driver?
Yeah, I love him.
He was wearing what I guess I would call a horse head. Plastic, but it was a definite horse head. And he gave me a series of riddles. They were all easy, but like... Carla couldn't answer them, and he did not let her on the bus.
Yeah, actually...
She is not here.
I mean, I thought maybe, like, a cold was going around, but there are, like, 10 kids missing from our class.
And Kyle still sits in the left-handed desk. Oh. Is it weird to be left-handed, Kyle? Is it so weird and it blowing your mind?
No, I wish I had any specificity.
Is that why you're wearing a tiny crown and a cape? You just need like a person. Just
be honest.
Get a personality.
Am I like the most neutral boy you've ever met?
I mean, to me, no. You're my nemesis and I hate you. Is that what you want to hear? I dislike you. I feel strongly about you. I don't feel neutrally about you.
Curtis.
Yes.
I think that's the only thing I have going for me. I'm sorry.
So, you're telling me it's this, it's antagonizing me, is the only personality you have.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying that you're doing it because by not doing it, you're worried that you don't have enough of, like, you don't know who Kyle is.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Please hold.
Who is Kyle?
Hey, Kyle.
What? What?
I see the kind of, like, struggle you're going for right now, and I just think that you could be someone. You could be... You just have to kind of, like, work past that initial, like, question, right? Get to the next part. Decide who Kyle is.
Oh! Hey!
Listen, buddy, I'm trying to help you out here. There's a lot going on with you, and I know that you're, like, questioning and wondering, like, who you could be.
Uh-huh.
We've established that.
Uh-huh.
I need you to tell... I need you to tell me. Tell me one thing about Kyle. Just like, you know, you've said who is Kyle, we want to know. Let's just hear a detail about Kyle. I know it's hard, buddy. You can do this. I believe in you. Mr. Cooper, you got me yesterday, and it was the first day I have ever been absent, and let me be perfectly fucking clear about something.
Carla,
I am getting on this bus.
Carla, a single day she missed.
Nope.
Now she tells me she's super pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. She is, Mr. Cooper, because you're impacting my education right now with riddles. And quite frankly, the things that you said last week, I went home and I told my dad, they weren't riddles.
A crab in the morning, a ragoon at night.
It's a crab.
What does the sailor want at first light?
I don't know, like good oceans. The sailor wants good oceans.
No!
Get it. Don't close the door! Don't close the door! No!
Oh.
I'm getting on this bus, Mr. Cooper. Because your riddles are bad, and quite frankly, I'm not sure what you're doing is legal.
I'm sorry. They're making me do it.
Who's making you?
I said too much already.
You tell me, so help me God, this protractor is brand new. It's sparkling new, out of the package. And you know what? I took my Texas Instruments graphing calculator and I ripped it open because I wanted to play games and it wouldn't let me put games on it. Do kids still use these? I don't know. Seems like a phone could do all of these things now. Never mind.
It's still super cool. It must be. Because it's like you can secretly play Snake when someone thinks you're like working on cosine.
Right. I guess my kind of point is that I feel like now with just like the sort of dissemination of the phone, Snake is everywhere. It doesn't matter. Listen. My point is I could run an electrical charge through this protractor and then it would be stabby and shocky. Not like at a lethal level, but like you definitely wouldn't like it. So you better talk. What's going on? And not like a horse, like a normal man. And not in riddles, like a normal man. Because I can tell you what I think is going on. Because I've been seeing weird things. Carla sees everything. Carla's got her eyes open from dusk until dawn. Carla sees everything. Carla knows what's going on. And there's a horrible pyramid of the people in power, and they're getting worse and worse day after day and hour after hour. So you better tell Carla.
Nay, nay.
Yes, yes, you better tell Carla.
Nay, nay.
Carla sees the students less and less in the classrooms as the year goes by, and Carla sits in her room with her bulletin board and she wonders why. And she puts little pins in and connects it with strings like a policeman would, because Carla is into forensics and her brain is fucking good. So you better tell Carla.
Nay, nay.
So hey, there, Mr. Horse. You better have something to say. Or Carla is gonna ruin your day. Because Carla put cameras in the bus. And when you are alone, you make fun home videos in the bus. But you don't show them to your home. Fun dancing videos. You'd be so embarrassed for the world to see. So if you know what's going on in this school, you better tell it to me. You better tell Carla.
Chairs, see where they go. That is all that this horse does know.
Follow the chairs, see where they go.
That's all this
I'm throwing
horse
you out
sees.
Of the bus now. And I drive the bus now. Cause Carla's good at driving buses. Because Carla knows.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but someone threw me under the bus.
What do you mean they
someone
threw you?
Someone threw me under the bus.
A child? You like, said Carla? A small girl threw you out of the bus?
Yeah, she's really... Yeah.
Well, Vice Principal... Well, Vice Principal Anders, what should we do about this? Because we seem to have a weak link in this chain.
Well, I was hoping we could still talk about if we were going to get dinner or something later.
And when you're hungry, that's really all your brain can be on, isn't it?
I'm sorry, it's just like, can you said, Mr. have you tried this new restaurant? And that's what we were talking about before he came in here.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Cooper, give us a minute. Okay, it's called Bucatini's, and it's Italian, and it's fancy, but the prices are not expensive.
I'm just going to be embarrassed to eat pasta in front of you.
What? No!
Yes, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Everyone slurps pasta. You have to slurp pasta.
I'm going to have to get a forkable one like penne.
No.
First of all,
penne is great. Nothing wrong with penne.
It's so... Come on.
I love... A good penne puttanesca. A good penne arrabbiata. You want, like, a more sizable noodle if you have, like, a chunkier sauce.
That's how I feel, and I like...
Can you wait just a second, Mr. Cooper? We have to do it. Oh, every kind of noodle needs a different kind of sauce. Every employee needs a different kind of boss. Some have a thin sauce, some have a thick. Which kind of noodle is gonna do the trick? Every kind of noodle needs a different kind of sauce. Some are spicy, some are not. All are good and... noodles. Yes. Take a spaghetti.
Okay.
Spaghetti long and thin.
Okay.
Many, many kinds of sauce are gonna work with the spaghetti, but you have to know how to begin. Like you don't want a ravioli in a chunky big ragu. It would be too heavy and the meal is good already. It would be too much to chew. And every kind of noodle needs a different kind of sauce. Every kind of noodle needs a different kind of sauce. Every kind of noodle needs a different kind of sauce. Different kind of sauce. Yes.
You're fired.
Don't you leave. Don't leave. Don't you leave, Mr. Cooper. We're not done. We're talking about pastas and sauce. You are the next conversation. Don't leave. I'm angry with you still.
Okay. How do you guys feel about gnocchi?
Well, gnocchi's a whole different thing altogether. With gnocchi, you don't have a lot of things on the plate, so you have to have a thing. When you cut it up, it's great. You have to have a sauce that is thin and liquidy, so it will coat it all and be persnickety, because every kind of noodle needs a different kind of sauce. Gnocchi's not a noodle, but I guess it is the cost of having lots of things and choices you can eat. Gnocchi is good. But honestly, I don't think of it as a pasta. It is, but I think of it as more of like a dumpling.
A dumpling.
It is technically a pasta, I suppose. I like it. I rarely order it. Is what I think. Don't distract me from what you did. You had me so distracted. You, Carla's onto us, and what did you do? You didn't tell her anything, did you? You didn't say anything.
I just, you know, she had a shocky, stabby thing in my throat. And she's really persuasive, and she said she's interested in forensics. And she says she has one of those boards with string, and so I thought maybe she already knew information, and maybe I could give her just the right about a teeny bit of a little information that so maybe she wouldn't know, but she'd also not shocky stab me. So I just told her, I just said something about chairs, and then she pushed me under the bus. And I came here right away, even though I got a lot of scratches and bruises. It hurt very badly.
Yes, I'm sorry that you lost a physical challenge with a small child and suffered pain because of it.
Listen, good. I think you should be sorry. That's an unsafe workplace for me.
Listen, just if you have a complaint, file with HR. You have...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're in the union, you have health coverage, yes?
Yes.
Good, so you'll be fine. What do you want
me to do? Okay, but you could have a little, you have a tone
problem. I'm mad because you are despoiling our not-so-evil plan. Listen, I think we'll be okay as long as Carla doesn't, like, line up with other students or somehow convince that very, very rich kid, Kyle, to join her card.
Yeah.
He doesn't teach with anyone. With his finances and her brain.
Brain and sort of the heart of Curtis and Jenny. I mean, I think, like...
Who and who?
Curtis and Jenny. You know, they have a lot of pluck and moxie.
Yes, I think they're the ones... They're the ones who razor scootered to school that one time.
Yeah.
Did some real sick tricks in the middle of it.
I know this will mean literally nothing to you, but in, like, the Stand By Me, you know, like, Kyle, he's definitely the chubby one.
Sure.
Who turns out to be hot.
Great.
And then that's the end. I don't want to do this, actually.
Okay. Sure.
But I think they could make sort of a, yep, we're on the same page.
Okay. Bye.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now.
They
are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about...
these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Oh my God, wait. Do Kyle and Carla, like, know each other?
Well, sure. I mean, we've all gone to the same school for 4 years, and we all kind of... How can you really know a person, you know?
Yeah, that's fair, Jenny. But I mean,
You're right. I've never seen them talk before. Not even when they had to be partners in, like, the science project last year.
Yeah, Kyle, like, refused to talk to pretty much anyone until recently, and now he's mostly just trolling me. Wonder what they're talking about. So you're going to help me or else.
Oh, okay. All right.
Listen, something's going on here. Don't you wonder why there's only one left?
I do wonder.
What? I didn't finish the sentence.
I wonder.
I didn't finish what I was going to say.
Who is Kyle?
Dude, what are you talking about? You just wandered away from me in the middle of that. What was that?
Okay, have you had this yet? Where you kind of can see yourself from the outside and you're suddenly aware of your own existence?
Yes,
you're like,
and I'm going to be a police officer.
No. Oh. Not what you want to be when you grow up, but like almost like you're floating above yourself. It's sort of like an existential moment where you're like, I am Kyle, but who is... I am Kyle, that is me, but also that's a person and I am him. Have you had that?
You mean like, have I ever wondered?
It's Carla.
Yeah. Except when I do it, it's who? It's Kyle.
Oh, right, because you're Kyle.
I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle. Sorry. I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle.
Whoa, dude.
I'm Kyle.
Whoa. Hey, dude.
Yeah? So what do you want help with or whatever?
Listen, doesn't it seem like this school is falling apart and I just want to figure out why?
Well, what did the driver horseman say?
He said follow the chairs. But I don't... Honestly, there's this...
I don't know how to follow a chair.
No, I know. But you have, like, you have a bunch of money, right?
Well, I mean, my family does. Well, and I have a small savings account that I started because I saw like a bank and I was like,
Oh God, I'm so bored. I'm so bored with the stars, guys.
Sorry.
Listen, didn't you get a drone for Christmas last year?
Yeah.
I just want to use it to get like a better aerial view of the situation and see if we can maybe see like a bunch of chairs, I guess.
So
listen, I need your help.
You just want to use my drone?
No.
You just want me for my drone?
No.
Well, what else?
Don't you see? You have something that is beautiful and so useful and so powerful. Don't you know what it is?
No.
Kyle, you have money. You can do so much with money. The world is yours to take. There's so many things that a person can't be because the financial barriers and they're not wealthy. But you have money. It may seem like a bitch, but Kyle, who Kyle is, Kyle is rich. And that's all that you need to know.
He's Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle's got money coming out of his ears.
Oh, come on.
And that means in this society, Kyle's got nothing to fear. Oops, you committed a crime. That's a problem for most, but not if you are wealthy. Make that problem a ghost.
All right, you can- can use my drone and we can hang out in my clubhouse that has, like, a bunch of cool stuff. My parents travel a lot, and every time they come back, they bring me a toy and make me say, thank you, Mumsy. Thanks. Thank you, Popsy.
Yeah. I've seen the YouTube videos they make you upload.
Yeah.
But listen.
We're trying to monetize those.
Yeah. Well, that's just a rich person's thinking, and it makes sense. But listen, don't you see, like, right now, you're an untapped potential of rich person, right?
Yeah.
But, like...
And also person.
Yeah. But we need to work on the person side is what I'm saying. Like, you're Batman before Batman, right? Because Batman's just a rich person who decides to use that richness for good.
For power.
Well...
And toys. And influence.
Okay.
And ways to assuage his guilt. And further cling away from society because he's not built to have human relationships.
Sure. Okay, so maybe Batman was not the best.
Yeah, I think he kind of sucks.
Well, he's the world's greatest detective, so I, as Carla, like him a lot. But listen, maybe we do just like part of Batman, right? It's Batman, but better. The good parts about Batman, but
hey,
not.
Hey, Curtis?
Yeah?
Curtis.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jenny.
What's up?
It's okay, that's just weird arm placement.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, your desks are very close. Curtis.
Yeah.
I don't have to be your nemesis anymore, at least from my end.
Good, I guess. That's great. Did
Jeez.
You find, like, you have, like, a, per- like, good.
What did I figure out?
Yeah.
I'm rich.
That's great.
So I guess, like, that's going to be my thing. It's, like, being rich.
Okay, maybe.
And hopefully that'll substitute for long enough as a personality.
Who told
That's what Carla said.
Yeah, it kind of got out of control. That's not exactly what I meant. Yeah, that's maybe not like the best idea in the world. Yeah, no, totally. It kind of got away from me a little bit.
Kyle, you're not rich. You can be generous. That can be a personality. Is that like being rich but not like Batman?
Exactly. It's rich, but like instead of buying a Batmobile for himself, he like, I don't know, fixes public transportation for the city.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? It's,
I think I finally know something. It's Kyle. He's not like Batman. That's enough for now.
Scooter to the clubhouse.
Scooter to the clubhouse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is this tree that your clubhouse is built in like a redwood? Because those don't grow around here. Did your family have this
like
moved here?
It's like named General Sherman or something.
Oh my God. This is a very famous tree from California. It shouldn't be here. Whatever. Okay. Okay, listen. Now we just gotta use this drone and see what's... Actually, we don't even need the drone from up here. I can see there's a trail of chairs leading out the back of the school into that... the old abandoned warehouse?
Why would they leave them as a trail?
It's very weird. But that's definitely what it is.
A trail? Well, I guess we should... follow that trail.
Hmm.
So we're just immediately gonna leave my cool clubhouse? Yeah, sorry.
I mean, honestly, it's really cool, dude. I'd love to come back some other time, but not now. I mean, if you want to hang out.
Curtis.
Like, what?
Can my personality be that you're my friend?
Kyle?
Yeah.
Being my friend can definitely be one facet of your larger personality. Do you understand how it might put a lot on me if your only personality trait was that you are my friend?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like a codependent thing that I don't need. But let's start with that because I love that. And also, can I have your desk, please?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. And you can have like a right-handed one. That's great.
Yeah, but I was also trying to be ambidextrous.
Then just say that, dude. I can help you with that. All left-handed people have to be kind of ambidextrous because, like, half of the scissors don't work for us.
My gosh. I'm learning so much today about how other people have a hard time.
I mean, truly, the smallest cross one could possibly bear.
I know, but here's what I'll say. The first moment you have any cross is still a little shocking to the system.
Sure.
But you're right. People's crosses are bigger than your cross, Kyle.
I need all of you to stop having emotional moments and follow these chairs with me.
Okay.
Scooter, scooter, scooter to the chairs. Scooter, scooter, scooter to the chairs.
Wait a second. I know this.
Wait, Jenny, you do?
Yeah. These are the chairs that we had in third grade. I can tell because I wrote my name underneath.
Yeah, and I can
Jenny
tell.
Jenny lives.
And I can tell because I put gum next to your name. The zebra stripe gum that's gross but looks so cool.
Yeah. But.
What's it doing out here? This should be in the third grade.
Why is it covered in pasta sauce?
Wait, they're all covered in pasta sauce.
Yeah. This is like a butternut squash one with, like, sage. Real seasonal and niche.
Yeah.
Oh, no, from the shadows.
Hello. Sorry, I was trying to clap while also holding this bottle of pasta sauce, and it was very, very difficult. If you ever tried to clap while holding something in one hand, it's basically impossible. You kids dug just a little too deep, and Vice Principal Anders and I are gonna...
Are dating. What? Oh.
Oh. Yes. I mean, yes, please.
Sorry.
I just wasn't...
I'm sorry.
I just thought you didn't want to put
no,
a label on it.
No, I thought there was an opening there, and so I took it,
you
but
thought
it
we
was...
were telling this bunch of children that we were dating right now?
I'm sorry. Honestly, I've just been looking for any moment to feel like we're on the same page about this.
Love it. Love it. Yes? Great. Let's put a pause in this conversation.
Okay.
And silence these children real quick.
Well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. No,
I mean, you know, it's just always hard to feel like maybe you're not thinking the same thing someone else is thinking.
Oh, for sure. The kind of, like, phantom zone of what is this relationship is real tricky.
Later.
You kids are gonna pay. You dug a little bit too deep. What? You didn't like that the class size was getting smaller? That you were getting more individual attention from your teachers? That wasn't good enough for you?
We tried to give you a very fun present by making others not get an education. And you ruined it!
Don't you see what we tried to do? This was for you! We were doing good! Doing good by depriving other children of an education?
That sucks.
That sucks a lot, and you don't have to be a detective to know.
Why was it just about chairs? It's not about chairs! Of course it's not just about chairs.
The chairs almost
are... critically underfunded, and this was just a symbolic way of seeing it.
Why are they in a line leading out to the warehouse? Well,
we liked the way it looked.
Yes.
And we had a fun idea about sitting in a different chair for every pasta sauce. It was cute at the moment.
We were thinking, like, what would make Lady and the Tramp better? Well, what if they went to a bunch of different tables? They have meatballs and spaghetti at the first one. They have, like, a fun linguine Alfredo. Then they have a gnocchi. Is it a pasta? I don't know, but it's good. But you ruined it somehow.
Well, what if I told you I could just fix it?
That would take such a huge influx of cash, Kyle. No one that is wealthy enough to fix this problem is generous enough to actually do anything about it. That's why the public school system fails sometimes.
This kid is...
Wait, what? Are you... Kyle, are you telling me...
I wanna throw a bunch of money at a systematic problem and see if it'll just go away. I wanna throw a bunch of money at a systematic problem and see if it'll just go away. It may not be a permanent solution, but it'll have to do
the money at a systematic problem and see if it'll just go away.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Kyle. This comes from your harder. I just want to determine that we're still a public school and that we're not turning into a charter.
No, I know that sometimes school choice can be confusing and it can sound okay on paper, but it ends up hurting schools that really need the help the most, but we can get into that much later.
I want to throw a bunch of money at a systematic problem and see if it'll just go away. Bunch of money at a systematic problem and see if it'll just go away.
We're going to need deeper reforms at every level, but this will just work for today.
I want to throw a bunch of money at a systematic problem
and see if
thought that this week, as we were going through our smaller and smaller class sizes and you were in a corner sneering with a crown you made yourself, that you would come down and really help us all out.
Yeah, Kyle, you're not just rich. I think I know who you are. I mean, and ultimately that's for you to figure out, but if you don't mind, you are a friend, but so much more. But you're a friend and a good friend for sure, but something I think that we may have all missed. Yes, you are rich, but you're a philanthropist. I didn't know when you were standing over there making rude left-handed gestures in the air, that at the end of the day, I would like you so much, and not just because of your Midas touch. Kyle, you got a lot to offer, so much more than the vast sums of money coming out of your coffers. But at the end of the day, I'm not pissed, because Kyle, you're a philanthropist.
You're saying this word and I think I know what it means.
You know what it means.
Trying to do a little better to spread around my means.
Yeah.
And I know that this is just the beginning, that I'm starting something.
Thank you for coming out to this Chicago Public Theater venue to watch our
Education Reform, the musical.
Education Reform, the musical. Now, what you have just seen is a fully produced production. As you just watched, we had people in costumes, we had sets, we had light, we had dancers.
We had a full bus on stage.
We had a full bus on stage. So we're going to do, because we're still workshopping the show, we're going to do a talk back. So if anyone has questions about the production you just saw, and all we would need you to do is to come up to this microphone real quick, and we have time to answer a few of them. And you can ask a question to anyone, any of the actors, the directors, the choreographers, and then we'll try to answer as
many.
You
know what? Let's put it in so that we can form a little line.
We're going to form a line. We're going to take from the school system and do something smart. We're going to do this line right here. And I think this is about as many as we'll have time for, so thank you so much. And yes, thank you so much for coming out. Who's your question for?
Hi. My question is for the fight choreographer. So in the initial draft, it seemed like there was a lot more sand pits. and children in sand pits. And I heard that Actors Equity said that you couldn't have the kids in the sand pits.
They did, yes.
Yeah. Could you speak to your original vision of the sand pits? Thank you.
I want everyone to know that I was willing to get in that sand pit.
Yes, thank you, Benjamin. Give it up for Benjamin, who played Jenny, of course.
I was ready to get in that sand pit, and no one would let me.
Yeah. Well, yes. We had actually, in addition to the sand pits, we had some other video game style traps. We had like an alligator. We had a big spiky door that fell down. And Actors Equity said, you know, if this was happening before Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, maybe we could swing it. But we're just trying to like learn from some of the problems and actors getting horribly, horribly injured. So maybe don't put the children in a sandpit. But thank you, Benjamin.
I was totally ready to do it.
Yeah. Well, but yes, thank you so much for your question.
This is a question for your puppet master. I understand that that giant marionettes of pasta are really hard to come by. And I wonder exactly what the process was for building that whole crew.
Thank you so much for noticing my work. My name is Trish, and I made all those puppets by hand. Originally, I made them using actual pasta, but they were too small to be seen from the back row.
It's me. I'm a Luigi. I made it the pasta that did not end up into the show.
We were able to eat that, though, so that was helpful. Give us a good snack. So, yeah, those are all, actually, I don't want to give away this tip, but I am hoping that maybe it will lead to future pasta making, but those are all pool fun noodles. You know, I thought, where can I get a bigger noodle? There it was. Thank you. Great question.
It's kind of in the same vein. There was an awful lot of pasta on stage. There was a lot of pasta sauce. And I'm just a little concerned about, you know, the hungry, the homeless. You talked about school reform. What about the homeless? What about the hungry?
Thank you. Yes, hello, I'm the producer. We are...
He's really rich.
Yes, I funded this by myself. Instead of giving it to a school, I made this play. Yes, we do have an awful lot of pasta left over after all of the shows. And you know, we have been offering it to people on the street, people who are wearing jackets which appear to be bought from department stores who I assume are homeless, as a very rich person.
Yeah, Carnegie has a real problem with assuming every person besides him has no money, just less money. And so, you know, he doesn't understand the basic human dignity of like, hey, do you want a bunch of wet noodles?
I don't understand. If it's good enough for a dog to eat some noodles
with... Yeah, okay,
with
you've already said it. All right.
We were trying to give away our floor pasta. No one seemed to want it.
I'm actually trying to get us to move towards pipe cleaners so that we're not making such of a food waste issue. Thank you for your question.
This is another question for the producer. Did you get any corporate sponsorships to sign on?
Yes.
Paul Newman or Prego or for the pasta sauce?
Specifically, we have Bucatini's restaurant who signed on. But yes, we also Prego, who, as you know, tops Ragu, was a sponsor for a time until we ran into just a sort of difference of philosophy in terms of...
Well, this is interesting. Prego actually means you're welcome, and Carnegie doesn't believe in that phrase.
No. It shows weakness to say you're welcome after something.
So
what am I supposed to do? You've given me, like, I give you $100 like
you.
This. And then I say, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great question.
What's the point? Yes. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I was just really impressed that you actually that had the bus driver was played by a horse, and I was wondering, like, how did you teach that horse to talk?
It's just peanut butter, friend, you know?
It's peanut butter we got to get. Can we get Jerry out here? Because Jerry was on mic backstage as talking to the voice source. Give it up for Jerry, everyone.
You guys.
So, of course, this is the horse Buttercup. Of course, does not actually talk. We put some organic peanut butter in her mouth, and then this very talented man does the voice for her. Weirdly, almost refuses to speak when he's not working. Does a lot of hand gestures for those of you who are just listening to this. But doesn't talk a lot, so it is not a talking horse. I'm sorry to ruin that magic for you.
Very disappointed, but thank you.
Well, come to the theater, expect to be lied to. Yes.
Hi, my name is Betsy DeVos. I'm the Secretary of Education.
Okay, uh-oh. Hey, Betsy, a bear.
I have a question for the playwright. I was wondering if there was any drafts of the script that had the principal actually able to... you know, repress the students from getting their education. It would really help my work.
Betsy, sorry, producer jumping in here. I kind of like the cut of your jib. I sort of like what you're at. And yes, I asked them to do that, and they said, no, it's immoral. Everything you stand for is wrong. But sorry, that question was for the playwright.
Yeah, I just felt like that was horrible and awful. And if I avoided his emails long enough, he got distracted and forgot that he asked for that note.
Don't move my Lamborghini. It's not to be moved away.
But like, please go away forever. Would be like, or just go back. Why are you doing this job? You don't want it. Also a bear.
We have time for one more, I think. Yes.
Hello, for the actor who played Kyle, I would like to know, what do you do to get in the head of a rich man? Because that is a hard space to get into.
Thank you so much for that question. I was honored to play this part. I felt like I really identified with Kyle's journey. I know that some of you are more familiar with my work on Stranger Things. What's up? It's me, Finn Wolfhard.
Who plays?
What? Mike?
Got it.
And also, I have a pretty cool rock band called Calpurnia. So for me, it was just about like...
I feel like you undersold that. You have a very cool rock band, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a pretty cool rock band called Capernaum.
What's that new song you just wrote, though?
Oh, okay. I tried to put it in the show, but there wasn't enough room. But I guess, yeah, maybe we could do it now. Thank you for your question. The answer for you is I am rich. But it probably would have been hard if I wasn't rich.
This is a song that you wrote... Yeah, this is your rock song.
Too sad, and I didn't have enough agency. My development was bad. And what was with that final episode in Chicago with characters we don't care about? I'm sorry, Chicago, you deserve better. If you agree, give a wolfish shout. Wolfhard, and you believe in your heart, and you can be Finn Wolfhard, and you believe in your heart, and you can be Finn. more details from my bio. I'm from the Canada up north. I have an older brother. He does voiceover acting, of course.
Wow!
I'm Finn Wolfhard. I'm also in It. I'm Finn Wolfhard. A wolf and 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 a wolf so hard. But mostly, it's hard to be Finn Wolfhard. Who's Finn Wolfhard?
Who's Finn Wolfhard?
To do a stay and greet, but we are doing a 10 o'clock show, and it does deeply break our hearts. We're so sorry.
But hey, there's a lot of you here, and there's less people with reservations to the next show.
Yeah, so...
So if you got nothing to do, like, maybe hang out.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming out.
Bye.